In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison talks up pay equity improvements, a British MP arrested over rape allegations, and cyclist Vidiam Giamai makes history becoming the first black African rider to win a stage of a Grand Tour. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says progress on closing the gender pay gap under his government is one of the coalition's important achievements. He highlighted the figures when asked about his behaviour as thousands of women marched in Canberra last year to draw attention to bullying and marginalisation. Scott Morrison offered to meet a delegation from the protest in his office rather than address the event in person, but his offer was rejected by the protest organisers. Speaking on Channel 9, Mr Morrison says his government has made progress on reducing the gender pay gap.
I was very happy to have that discussion and I would have welcomed the opportunity for that type of a discussion in my office.
So you don't think that there's been a hangover among women voters for you in terms of their attitude towards you this election?
Well, I think what we've achieved is very important. The gender pay gap has fallen from 17.4% to 13.8%. What that means is, under our government, women are now getting paid $70 a week more than they were than before our government.
The Ukrainian government is hoping more than 250 fighters extracted from a steel works in Mariupol will be exchanged for Russian prisoners of war. The Russian government says President Vladimir Putin has personally guaranteed prisoners would be treated in line with international standards. The surrendering of Ukrainian fighters could mark the end of the Mariupol fight, which has left the city in ruins and thousands of people dead. Ukraine's Deputy Defence Minister Hanna Malia says 53 fighters have been seriously injured and the rescue process remains ongoing.
The number one priority at the moment is the operation to rescue our fighters, our defenders of Mariupol who have been defending the city. We announced yesterday that this joint operation is being carried out by several agencies of defence forces.
A British MP from Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party has been arrested over a rape allegation and other sexual offences. Newspaper reports suggest the unnamed MP is being held over alleged offences between 2002 and 2009 in London. The Conservative Whip's office says the man has been asked to stay away from the Parliament and he remains in custody. He's being detained on suspicion of indecent assault, misconduct in public office, and for abusing a position of trust. US President Joe Biden is encouraging the community to speak up against white supremacy following a mass shooting in Buffalo where mostly black victims were killed. Authorities say the 18-year-old white gunman is accused of racially motivated violent extremism when he opened fire at a supermarket, killing 10 people. President Biden called the event domestic terrorism after he and First Lady Jill Biden left flowers at a memorial and met the victims' families.
Look, we've seen the mass shootings in Charleston, South Carolina, El Paso, Texas, and Pittsburgh, last year in Atlanta, this week in Dallas, Texas, and now in Buffalo, New York. White supremacy is a poison. It's a poison running through it. It really is.
To sport, a 22-year-old cyclist from Eritrea has become the first black African rider to win a Grand Tour stage after his victory in the 10th stage at the Giro d'Italia. Vidiam Giamai made history, but he also sought medical treatment after a champagne cork struck his left eye during celebrations on the podium. His win follows five top five finishes in this Giro.
This is also part of the success, our team, my family, everybody, you know. So, it's, you know, every day they come new history. So I'm really grateful and happy about what I did.
And now the weather. Perth, showers and a possible storm, 21. Adelaide, a possible morning shower and 18. Melbourne, a shower or two, 15. Hobart, much the same, 12. Canberra, partly cloudy, 14. Wollongong, mostly sunny and 19. Sydney, sunny and 20. Newcastle, similar conditions, 21. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 26. Cairns, also cloudy, 29. And Darwin, sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.